Everyone, welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. Before we get to those callers, once again, welcome to Angel Healing House, and a very big thank you goes out to those listeners who are following the show and those who have recommended and referred the show to others. Now, please remember that if you miss any of the shows, that they all can be accessed and listened to, as they are all archived on my Transformation Talk Radio host page. Now, firstly, I'd like to remind everyone of my beautiful channeled book, Angels of Faith, which is filled with love on this Valentine's Day. And it's based on my two near-death experiences that I had as a child. Now, the story helps us all remember that we are love, and it helps us to remember our real home in spirit. It reconnects us to our divine eternal nature, and it helps us to not be so afraid of the dark. In one testimonial on Amazon, a reader shared, Angels of Faith by Claire Candy Hoff is a rare book that touched me deeply, and each time I read it, it invokes a sense of remembrance and a longing for my true home. As a school teacher and a grandparent, I often use picture books to initiate conversations with children to deepen their level of awareness and understanding of their own inner strength. This book has definitely become one of my favorites, but the beauty of the book is its ability to speak to the reader, whatever their age. There are so many important and comforting messages woven throughout this enlightening story that can help parents, carers, and friends to answer many questions when loved ones move on. I absolutely love this book for its simplicity and its depth. It is a true gift to humanity. And that testimonial, that lovely testimonial, comes from Carol, who is an educator in Sydney, Australia. This inspirational book, along with my other books, can be ordered from my website. And you can go to www.angelhealinghouse.com. Now, on this happy Valentine's Day, hopefully it is a happy Valentine's Day for all, to continue the theme of love and friendship for this February, the Posse of Angels wishes to speak about a topic that they've entitled A Lifelong Love Affair with Yourself. So let's see what this one's all about. With today being Valentine's Day, I thought I would check in with the Posse of Angels and ask them what they thought of the holiday. And actually, they were very amused with the whole Valentine's Day thing. They asked me, why don't humans have a national breathing day? And they asked, why isn't there a national beating of your heart day? Both of these things, breathing and our heart beating like love, well, they happen naturally, and most of the time, they occur without us realizing it. I guess their point is that to love and to be loved, it's a natural thing that all human beings have, and that we can have love in our lives in any second that we choose, just by focusing and choosing to put our attention on love. You know, most of the time, many people are so dead set on preaching to the universe how love is supposed to be in their lives that they actually diminish and close off the possibilities of how and when they can experience love in their lives. You know, if we buy into the whole Valentine's Day vision of love, which is perpetuated by the greeting card companies, by the chocolate makers, by the florists, by the retail stores and the jewelers, we get caught up in a very commercialized form of love that is built around conditions, as it's also built around expectations. For instance, some of these conditions might have us thinking that if my partner really loves me, he'll buy me flowers. Or if he really loves me, he will buy me flowers and a diamond ring. Or if he truly loves me the most, he'll buy me flowers, a diamond ring, a new Ferrari, and a villa in the south of France. Well, the whole point is that once we start to play this game, once we start to play this game, it's very difficult to know where to actually stop. You might be chuckling to yourself, but there was a time in my life that I was associated with people who were just like this. They were so caught up in climbing the social ladder of who could acquire the most things that they were materially blinded to anything remotely associated with feeling rich by connecting to their free emotion of love within. Appropriating a single day to show love is so insanely ludicrous because at the most profound depth of who we are as human beings is the fact that we are love. And this occurs in every single second. In fact, we are so inextricably linked with God's love that even if we do not think that we are love, this connection of divine love always exists under anything, any false promise that we choose to perpetuate. And if it is dormant and asleep within us, love can always be reawakened in the blink of an eye. And to counter what all the great romance novels and romantic movies have shown us, love does not happen because of who we are with. Love happens because of who we are. And the Posse of Angels wishes for me to repeat that. Listeners, love does not happen to us because of who we are with, but love happens because of who we are. But you know what? It can only happen with our permission. Many times we deny that we are love because we are just replaying old programming of taking to heart someone else's words that caused us to feel not worthy or not deserving, or maybe to feel like we somehow didn't measure up. But deep within, underneath any negative belief system, regardless of what we've done or what we have or what we have not received, the angels want to remind us that we are more beautiful, that we are more powerful and more magnificent than we ever could possibly imagine. Now, just for the record, my Posse of Angels and I want to remind you that you are a child of God and you're cherished, adored, and loved, not only on a specific day, but in every single second of every single day, of every single month and every year, not only since you were born, but before you were born. This love is not dependent on what you're given, on what you own, on what you drive, on what you wear, or if you ever produce, achieve, or even if you ever create anything. This love is indisputable. It's unconditional. It's constant, and it's unwavering. And when we allow ourselves to fully comprehend God's love for us, we begin to realize how extraordinarily fortunate that we all are. You know, if your life is not representative of these words, it's because you have forgotten who you are and are allowing external expectations and conditions to dictate how and if you are loved. Actually, the hardest I've ever seen the angels weep is for those clients who have completely forgotten who they are as they are denying their divine love inside. Because when we forget who we are, we stop loving ourselves and stop seeing ourselves as having any importance. Once we stop acknowledging our importance, we then begin to seek and find our identity in other people and things outside of ourselves. You know, once we do this, it sets us up on a perpetual cycle of giving our power away. And because we know unconsciously that we are love, and the illusion of not being loved hurts us so terribly, that there are many who escape into things like substance abuse, and they distract themselves with addictions to hide from the perpetuation of this deep and painful illusion of not being loved. You know, over the past 13 years, through my business, Angel Healing House, I really have lost count of all the clients who have gone through relationship breakdowns that have said that they need their ex back in order to feel loved, as they feel so empty without them. The clients are rightfully empty, as most of their relationships were codependent, and they did very little to nurture and nourish their own love, their own self-worth within. Once their partner leaves them, because they don't nourish and love themselves, well, they fall pretty heavily, as they have been leaning on the other person for their sense of love. One of the greatest ways that I find to keep reminding myself about love of self is by honoring and respecting who I am. I do this by honoring and encouraging my unique gifts and my talents. You know, there might be others out there with similar gifts, but there never has been another me, and there will never be another you with your own set of very unique fingerprints. And nobody does things in quite the same way that I do or that you do. This reminds me of when I channeled my beloved book, Angels of Faith. I could have said, well, why write a book? There already have been written lots of books about angels. But I knew in my heart that there never had been, there never will be, another book written with the same energies and intention that mine was written with. Once we allow this feeling of uniqueness to permeate through us, well, we then begin to value our contribution to ourselves, to others, and to the planet. You begin to see yourself as an integral part of life, and you find joy in making yourself a priority. You know, you don't do this at the expense of anyone else's life or needs, but you begin to see that your dreams and your desires are just as significant as any others, and that they have a right to be nurtured and nourished. So do remember, if you feel a bit disappointed by love on this Valentine's Day or any other day, ask yourself, where in your life that you can put your more focus and more attention on the creation of your importance? Perhaps you could write that book that you have inside yourself. You can dare yourself to switch to a more honoring, creative job. You can honor your gifts and talents and share them with the world, whatever they are. And you know what? If you woke up on this Valentine's Day morning and perhaps you didn't find your new Ferrari parked in your garage or your breakfast tray didn't come with two plane tickets to your villa in the south of France, remember that love is not something that you are given or that you have to search for. For love is something that you already are. Remember that by having a lifelong love affair with yourself, it will constantly bring you the richest fulfillment from the inside out. And because it is Valentine's Day today, I'd like to share a poem which is entitled Love's Affirmation. And this is whether you are currently in a relationship or not. And it was written by a very talented man, Leonard Milgram, who was my father. And the title of the poem, again, is Love's Affirmation. And it goes like this. I will give love to all who pass my way, a pure and positive love, my smile, a bright bouquet. I will feel love each moment of my quest, openly reveal love to move my world with zest. I will meet love to touch its tender beat. Joyfully, I will greet love to render me complete. I will trust love to comfort when I fail, to believe in just love to help me to prevail. I will savor love in everything I do, a bold and braver love to heal me and renew. I will treat love as nourishing as food, radiate complete love in humble gratitude. I will live love and never think it odd, because the more and more I give to love, the more I get from God. You are listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio, on its new home of Transformation Talk Radio, which can be heard weekly every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Again, to find out more about those remarkable books, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, Angels of Faith, and my recently released autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, you can go to the Angel Healing House website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. When we come back after this break, we'll be taking callers from listeners who would like to receive mini angel readings and heaven-sent channeled messages from the posse of angels and myself. So we'll go to a quick break, and we'll come back soon after that.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today. To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, Angelic Walk-In Angel Ariel, at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Hello, everyone. You're back with Angel Healing House Radio with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on my new home of Transformation Talk Radio. And today is Valentine's Day. I hope you are having a wonderful day, whether you're in a relationship or not, and you are allowing yourself to experience love. Let's go to our first caller. Let's go to Stephanie and find out how she's treating herself today. Stephanie, you're on the line.
Hi, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. How is love treating you?
Good.
Then that's excellent.
I think it's pretty good. Yeah. I was at work earlier, and a lot of people were in a great mood, and I work at a senior center. And they're a lot like little kids in a way, you know, where they get excited about holidays. So lots of people were wearing red and pink and wishing everyone happy Valentine's Day. And there just, there was a lot of joy and love in the room, which was really nice. And
that's great.
It was especially nice because, you know, a lot of them, you know, have been widowed or they're widowed or, you know, they lost their spouse, but they're still bringing this joy and this love. And excitement.
Yeah.
And it was really sweet. Someone brought in chocolates. I have a dress I got a long time ago at Old Navy with hearts on it. And I wore that and everyone was excited about that. And I don't know, it was really nice.
It is. And so much of that is because, you know, we get caught up in experiencing love and sharing it with others. I've heard from so many people that after they experience this on Valentine's Day, then in the days to follow, you know, they feel a little bit flat. But then I said, you know, you can wear that heart dress once a week, or you can, you know, spread that love in so many different ways and that kindness. You know, all throughout the year, throughout the year, and just find different ways.
Oh yeah, I wear it.
Yeah,
I do wear it in general, but I think they noticed it more today, even though I've been wearing it for years. I think that they liked that I chose to wear it today. You know, and like I'm not. That I share that excitement as opposed to like, oh, it's just a da-da-da, you know. I think that they appreciate other people's excitement also. I think it builds, you know, when you're excited about something and then someone else is excited and then you're sharing that kind of like, yeah, let's choose to be happy about this or choose to put positive energy. And I don't know. There's just a lot of love. Plus, I love my job anyway. But it just, it was like an extra nice morning.
Oh, isn't that, that's
and,
so sweet.
Yeah, and my boyfriend gave me flowers last night, and I know you were just talking. I listened to all this. Oh, I loved your poem, by the way, too. But it was nice because he usually waits, and he's kind of like, ugh, about the holiday. And I have to sort of remind him to make me a card. But he surprised me by having something a little early, and I thought that was really thoughtful. So that was nice, too.
And
he was excited to give some.
Yeah, what? I've heard from lots of people who say that you don't need a day to experience love, and many of my friends have said that their partners have given them flowers the day before Valentine's Day or the week before Valentine's Day. You know, it reminds them that. You know, it reminds them that, I'll give her or him flowers, but, you know, I won't do it on Valentine's Day, so because I don't need a day. so they kind of skirt the holiday, but it reminds us to put our focus on love. So is your question about love today, Stephanie?
Yeah, Yeah, I think so. I mean, there were a few. Yeah. So, you know, I'm very, of course, happy with him right now in this moment, but, and in general lately, but I still find myself sometimes thinking about other people or wondering if it's the right relationship and wondering if, you know, things are ever, if, I don't know. So it's like, I still feel this mixed emotion and I'm not really sure if that's something with me, like I'm not opening up to love enough, or if it's like a feeling that maybe it's not the right person, you know. So I sort of, it's like I feel this gratitude. I feel this gratitude and this love, but I also feel like a sort of hesitation or something. And I don't know if that's just my insecurity or if that's like a something else, you know.
Okay.
So I was wondering what they wanted to.
Okay, they're coming up with several words here.
Okay.
Your hesitancy comes from opening yourself up to be 100% vulnerable. 'Cause when we do open ourselves up to allow love to come in, when we don't put any restrictions or expectations or attachments on it, then in order to experience the most full love that we possibly can, we have to make ourselves just open and vulnerable for that to happen. And when we open ourselves up, hopefully for that to happen, we open ourselves up also to be hurt, you know, to possibly be hurt, because we can't really control what a person thinks or what they're going to do. So one of the things that that is bringing up this love that's bringing up for you is your vulnerability. And every time you step forward and you open yourself up, there's a bit in you that closes down immediately and says, oh, well, I don't know if I want to expose my underbelly, you know, completely. So I'll keep a part of me, you know, closed a little bit to just protect myself. And also when we open ourselves and make ourselves vulnerable to relationships, then we think about a commitment, you know, we think, well, you know, am I going to commit 100%? And many, many times with relationships, soulmate relationships in particular, these are people that come from our group of souls that we travel with lifetime after lifetime through different incarnations. You know, we set up different lessons to learn from them. And what we're often feeling about the other person is a reflection of what we are feeling inside. And so they are often wonderful mirrors for us to be able to see what's actually happening within ourselves. So I would take time actually to sit with those feelings that you're having, you know, about your relationship, and see if you can turn the mirror back on yourself and see if you're feeling those things about yourself and as well as about your partner. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for lovely Stephanie in New York on this Valentine's Day. 1, 2, 3. Okay. First card comes out for you is the Nine of Swords. Now, this Nine of Swords is often the card of worry. It's the card of, you know, just worrying about whether it's the right relationship, worrying, you know, if you're doing the right thing within the relationship. And the Posse of Angels are saying that they want you to not worry so much about it, but they want you to put your emphasis on, you know, the things that are honoring and respectful for you. Because a lot of times, you know, people say that they're in love, but they may not be honored and respected in a relationship. And what is actually causing them a great deal of strife is being dishonored in a relationship. So one of the things they want you to do is not worry so much. The next card that's coming out for you is the Seven of Swords. And the Seven of Swords, it's interesting. The Nine of Swords, the Seven of Swords, the Swords, the Suit of Swords in Tarot has so much to do with communication. Do you feel like you're communicating well with your partner, Stephanie?
I feel, well, that's the thing is, in a way, like we can resolve things to a degree with humor, but I feel like they never really fully get resolved, and we don't share similar interests, so I can't really fully, I feel like, express myself or talk about things that I'm really passionate about, because he doesn't really share those things, or he's kind of critical or uncomfortable with like anything spiritual, and or he mocks things sometimes, and he's not necessarily into like being present or so we're making eye contact, so I feel like the communication can be pretty frustrating.
Right.
On some levels. But on other levels, it's not like, if we have a fight, we're able to sort of make up quickly and, things like that. And it doesn't get, like, below the belt type fighting or anything, like, toxic on that level.
Right. And probably you both deflect it so it doesn't get to this level. But then with it not being resolved, that Nine of Swords, if those people that do know tarot, is the worry that keeps you up at night, or that worry that keeps niggling away at you, I felt bad about whatever was said, and it wasn't fully resolved, and I didn't feel particularly honored. Now, in these situations, one can choose to, put up with this. One can try to change it and say, I don't feel particularly honored or respected when maybe you mock or make light of my, beliefs, or you don't respect me in this, one can then choose to leave the relationship. I would never tell anybody to do this because, we learn so much from relationships. But the Posse of Angels is surely saying, with these two cards that have come up, that there needs to be more honest communication in this relationship. And the third one is the Hierophant. And they're saying that... that you've drawn this person to yourself in particular for you to be that spiritual teacher for him and for him to help him to shift. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Stephanie. Just try more honest and honoring communication, and things should improve.
Oh, that's good news. Thank you.
All right. And take care. Have a lovely day.
You too.
Bye-bye. And we can all take a note from Stephanie's page about communicating, being more honest in our communication, being more respectful, being more open. And certainly this will lead to more honest dialogue. And sometimes, again, when we have honest dialogue, it makes us vulnerable because it opens us up to perhaps, what the other person is going to say, how they're going to approach us. But we are going to feel so much better if we communicate 100% openly and honestly in a relationship. It just makes an enormous difference. Let's go to our next caller, Lori from Portland, Maine. You're on the line with Angel Healing House and myself, Claire Candy Hoff. Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Same to you. Hi, Candy.
Hi, Lori. How are you?
Can you hear?
I can.
Good. Okay, good. So, Candy, I had a question about my grandmother. Is that okay?
Yes, you can have a question about your grandmother. How lovely.
Okay. Because you're a walk-in expert, and many months ago, my grandmother came to me in a dream, only it was one of those dreams that's more than a dream. You know how that is?
Absolutely.
But, yeah. And she told me it was such a beautiful dream. I mean, there was that kind of unconditional, just radiant love that you feel sometimes. And she told me that she was going to be a walk-in. And she told me her name, and she told me that we would be meeting each other. And so I, right after that, I found a picture of her and put it in my bedroom, and I talked to her every day. But I haven't met her yet, and I was wondering if you had any insight.
Oh, this is definitely a confirmation. When you were telling me about this, I received head to toe goosebumps all over. The pendulum's going crazy. Then the posse of angels are saying yes, yes, yes. And with this information, Lori, they don't want you to get so caught up in, you know, in how you're going to meet your grandmother as a walk-in. We have a tendency to try to second-guess the universe. How is this going to happen? When's it going to happen? Under what circumstances is it going to happen? They're showing me flowers, and they're saying, let this unfold as it should, and just communicate, not just, but communicate with your grandmother as if she's already on the earth plane, which you're doing, that you're doing exactly what they would suggest that you do in this case. Your excitement is feeding this energy. And when the two of you meet, it's going to be like two little kindred spirits. And it's going to give you both such joy, and absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, go on.
Oh, no, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Sorry.
No, that's okay. That's okay. I was just going to say that, it's very rare. It's very rare that somebody is so open when those dreams happen, when our loved ones come to us. And with my dad passing last March, I've had some of those instances where those dreams that in which he has come to me are more real than when I wake up. I mean, the heightened sense of feeling and sensing and the tremendous love and joy that you feel. You just don't want to wake up.
Yes, totally. Yes.
Yeah.
And Candy, if I could mention, she told me what her name would be, and she told me her first and last name, but when I woke up, I could only remember her first name.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That is absolutely amazing.
When she looked in my eyes, the message I got was, that it was about God's love and that we all have second chances.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we have multiple chances, but, you know, it was just, the whole aura of it was just so incredible.
I'm so excited for you. It'll be interesting to see. Because, you know, as as a walk-in, to see what she's like.
Yeah.
Whether she's she has some of the same characteristics, some of the same personality.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let me go to the cards and see what messages come out. Excuse me. Okay. Around this this wonderful event. Okay. Just shuffling the cards here. Okay, the first card, I love this. The first card that's coming up for you is the Wheel of Fortune. Now, the Wheel of Fortune is a 10 card, which is a 1, which is a new beginning around this wonderful relationship. And yes, indeed, this is confirmation that this is a fated thing, and that that you will definitely meet her. And just to release and surrender any expectation that you might have around this. And it's going to be a beautiful reunion. That's what it is. It's a reunion from somebody in your soul group. The next card that's coming up is the Seven of Cups card. Now, in a lot of instances, the Seven of Cups card is that surprise card, is that allowing yourself to open up to the limitless and the boundless possibilities. How is this actually going to happen? You know, you're doing exactly not the right thing, but you're doing energetically the most beautiful thing by keeping this line of communication open for you, and visualizing and feeling what that's going to feel like when you finally come together. Not so much under what circumstances it's going to happen, but that constant visualizing of that reunion. It's just so beautiful. And the next card that's coming out for you is the Ace of Pentacles. And the Ace of Pentacles is certainly that card, very, very abundant card, that feeling of a new beginning. And you've gotten 2 1 cards in this reading. So it's like a whole new relationship that you're starting again. And just allow that love to flow in and to be felt between the two of you once again. So it's just a lovely, lovely thing that you're going to experience.
Oh, thank you so much for confirming it.
Yes.
I appreciate that.
And I would love you to call back into the show when it happens, or if you do get any other visitations, because I'm sure other listeners who are very interested in walk-ins would like to follow the adventure of your experiences with this.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Candy.
You're welcome. Have a beautiful and blessed day. Take care, Lori. Bye-bye. And what a wonderful experience. Our loved ones, and on this day of Valentine's Day, we're speaking about love, and it's just not about romantic love. I mean, in last week's program, Love, Our Most Amazing Gift, which the Posse of Angels chose that topic for this month of love. The Posse of Angels gave the example of the love that I received from a client who, at 76 years of age, she said it was the first time after our sessions together that she ever experienced love in her life, you know, because she felt my love for her, and how it was unconditional, and it was just open, open and honest. So love can come in so many different forms. So it's important to us to remember that that maybe perhaps on this Valentine's Day, maybe because we're not in a committed relationship, maybe because we don't have a partner, it certainly doesn't mean that we can't experience love. And the love that Lori was speaking about with her grandmother, who came to her, our loved ones on the other side, they still love us. They're just not in their physical incarnation anymore, but that love goes on. That love never dies. And it's sometimes even more strong when our loved ones cross over, because they are not held by the physical world, and they're not restricted in any way because of their ego to open up, to fully experience love. So on this Valentine's Day, I'd like to remind everyone that if you would like to call in for an angel reading with me, Claire Candy Hoff, you can call in on 1-800-930-2819. Let's have a little bit of a general read with about 5 minutes to go before the end of our show today and see what comes in for just a little bit of a general read for this Valentine's Day. I know so much is happening in our world and the news, and sometimes love gets pushed to the bottom of the ladder. it gets forgotten in our daily and our busy lives. When if we would make love that priority, like that poem I read by my father, Love's Affirmation, I will trust love. You know, I will have faith in love. I'll put my emphasis on love. I will savor love. I will treat myself by giving myself love. All those things. I will choose to feel love. You know, by doing that, then we choose to make love matter in our lives. Again, not just romantically, but love for ourselves, for others, and for the planet. So let's go to the cards and see if we can come up with a little bit of insight, some messages for this particular Valentine's Day. Okay, the first card that comes out for us is the Tower card. This card is, you know, I was speaking about the world with that so many things are happening to show us contrast. So many of the structures that we once believed in and are breaking down. And that's a good thing the Posse of Angels are saying, because so many of those things were built on, as I've said in previous programs, on greed and corruption and just, you know, just for attainment of money. And love has gotten really lost in that, in the world. And for those structures that are coming to an end and or with things being revealed and disclosed and they're broken down, then it will provide. It will provide an opportunity for us to choose a different path, choose a path of humanity, choose a path of kindness, of being gentle, of being loving. So that's a really important card to remember. That whatever we see is a result of things breaking down in our world in order for them to be acknowledged, in order for them for us to thank the contrast, for us to bless everything that we're seeing in order for it to be resolved and then transmuted into love. The next card that's coming out for us is the Hermit card. You know, we've gotten two major arcana cards in this reading so far, and the Hermit card is about taking your light of love out into the world. Now, you know, because Valentine's Day is all, you know, is portrayed as just about romantic love, each one of us is that spiritual guide when it comes to living a conscious life of awareness. And in everything we do, in every word we have, every word we choose to say, our feelings and our thought, if like that poem, we make love our affirmation, then that is felt indirectly and directly by others. So, you know, choose your words, choose to communicate the words that are the most loving, that are the most respectful, that are the most honoring, and build. If you haven't been particularly loving, if you haven't been particularly kind, you can change that. You can change that in any single second. And you can do it just by focusing on the love that is yours and always has been yours because you are love. And then once you feel that love for yourself, you can then take that light of love out into the world. And you can do it in so many different ways. And then the next card that's coming out is the Hanged Man. Now this is the card of perhaps taking time out to focus on the importance of love in our lives. You know, like I said before, we get so busy. We get so busy with our responsibilities to our work, to our families, and sometimes with ticking things off the list and getting things done, we don't really put our emphasis on how important it is to have a kind word, to have a chat with somebody. So on this Valentine's Day, it might be a great opportunity to go through your social media list of friends, your Facebook friends or your email friends, and just reach out and tell them that you love them. You know, tell them how much your life is enriched by having those people in your life. I know the Angel Healing House family for the last 5+ years have given me an opportunity to express my love for them and to really have this kindred relationship with all of these people who I've never met, but I know them intimately in my heart, and I've opened myself up for it. So these three very important cards are for us to take our light of love out into the world. As I said, whether we are in a relationship or not. So that just about wraps up our show for today. I'd like to thank all my callers. Thank you to the listeners for tuning into the program. Thank you to those who are listening to this archive show on either the Blog Talk Radio site or on either the Transformation Talk Radio host page. But please don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week at Tuesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you would like to receive my uplifting and enlightening Angel Healing House newsletters that are filled with channeled messages from my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, and myself, you can always email me and send me your request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And again, just a reminder, if you want to purchase copies of my inspirational books, please do go to my Angel Healing House website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. And until next time, everyone, please do allow your beautiful, radiant light to shine forth. You can fashion an absolutely beautiful and loving life for yourself by putting your emphasis on love. Because when we put our emphasis on love, then love does have a sneaky way of coming back to us because of the laws of quantum physics, the laws of cause and effect. The more you put your emphasis on love, the more you find love in your life. Take care. Have an absolutely beautiful week. Love and angel blessings as always. I will look forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care. Bye.